Now we continue with Coach Ron Rosa. Congratulations on the win. Maybe a little slow start, a little sloppy on the offensive end, but strong finish.
Well, in all honesty, I don't think we played very well the entire game. That's not necessarily the team I've been seeing in practice, but it's not unexpected in your first game. You know, when you toss in some nerves, you toss in some anxiousness. I thought our guys at times were just trying too hard instead of just playing the game. And when that happened, I think we saw some uncharacteristic mistakes by some guys, some missed shots that I think will make. We're a tremendous shooting team. I don't think we shot the ball exceptionally well tonight. But the first game is the first game. You know, you got to play it sometime. I'm glad we got it out of the way and look forward to moving forward to this weekend.
You rotated a lot of guys in and out. I think you played 14 guys. That's a pretty deep rotation.
Yeah, and, you know, that's part of it, too. You know, if you're a player and you play 3 minutes and you sit out for six or seven, that's a tough way to play. And that's part of it in terms of the flow of the game. But I really wanted to try to find a way to play all those guys tonight. You know, that was the goal coming in, so that everyone could get their feet on the hardwood and get that first game out of the way.
We talked to Miles Curry. You know, kind of looked like a different guy, a lot more aggressive, going to the basket. Last year, kind of thought about it, then did it, and it was just going and doing it tonight.
Yeah, it's a big difference between your freshman and sophomore year. He's just a lot more confident, more comfortable. When he's aggressive, especially when you saw him get in the open court, he's a pretty dynamic player. And, you know, he's a different level athlete, and we hope this is just a stepping stone to even better things this season.
Talk about Alex O'Neill, obviously the big body down low, great skill. How do you feel like he a piece that is fitting in right now?
Oh, tremendous. I mean, he's a piece that we needed. And he's going to be a guy that is, for the people that watch tonight and come back next game and the next game, he's going to get better and better and better. I thought you saw a difference in him from the first half to the second half. And I just think, again, he's just learning our system. He's just getting out there playing meaningful minutes again for the first time in a couple years. So he's going to be a guy that continues to get better.
You notice that you went into the halftime break and the first time ball came out, went right into him. Did you talk about post touches a little bit at halftime?
Well, we had such a huge size advantage that we wanted to get the ball inside some, and we just needed to slow down.
Sure.
Everything was going really fast there that first half, and we just needed to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Especially, you got a lot of guards. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of shots from the outside, but getting him involved consistently, you talk about, you know, replacing Trevor. Trevor was that rock solid. He could be that rock solid again down.
Yeah, we need a balance. I mean, I think that's what we've always been a team that has balance, that has inside out. Now, we've got some spectacular shooters. We didn't shoot as spectacular tonight. We have been, and you're going to have nights like that. But that's where you have to have that balance. You can't be one-dimensional that you're just inside or you're just outside. And I think that's the piece that needs to develop as the year goes on.
I know you like to see a lot of different teams before you get to the conference season. One thing Fompon does give you is the dribble drive. They got some guys that are quick and they get to the basket.
Oh, goodness. And that was their thing.
Yeah.
And we got to get better at it. This is going to provide us some great film in terms of showing where we need to be, both guarding the ball, but the other piece of it, we were leaving guys on an island. So you had the quick ball handler and everyone, no one was in gaps, no one was in a position to really help that guy, and they had some quickness. Those little guys are hard to keep in front of you. So I thought towards the end of the game we did a better job where our big guys were rotating over and they're having to finish over somebody.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, Tyler Burdine can do that, Alex O'Neill can do that, and really, I thought Tyler did a really nice job of really walling off near the basket. He could be that rim protector inside.
And Tyler's, that's his thing. I mean, when we look at Tyler's role on this team, it's defense, rim protection, rebounding, and then finishing when the opportunity presents itself. And I think he's going to be really good at that this year for us.
Seems like you had a third guy into that post mix, Danny Baker. What does he bring to the table for you?
Well, Danny, you could see it. He just hustle plays. He's going to get you some offensive rebounds. He's going to get some loose balls. He's going to run the floor. He's going to be solid in everything that he does. And so I think we've got right now a five-man rotation in the post. We'll see how it plays out as the year goes on. But all five guys bring something a little different to the table.
Do you figure considerable improvement from game one to game two?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, I think Alma is a really good team. We're going to have to play much better. Alma, 2 years ago, made it to Elite Eight, Sweet 16, pretty far in the NCAA tournament. They had three of those players were hurt last year, and so they're all back. And so they are not – last year's season is no indication of the type of team they are. They're picked second in their conference. They're going to bring in some size, some toughness. And so we're going to have to be prepared to play a much tighter, much cleaner game than we did tonight.
And you play a couple of MIAA teams back-to-back. That's a good, strong conference, as you know. So you're getting some good quality competition.
No question. You know, you've got Alma on Friday that's picked second, and then in comes Calvin, who's picked third.
Right.
And so you've got two teams. They're both physical. So we're gonna have to play good basketball.
You know, you're working on stuff, kind of putting the pieces together. At the same time, you're trying to win games because you know, hey, resume matters at the end of all these contests.
Well, we found that out last year, right? You know, and this game is an important win for us. This weekend, we need to find ways to compete because those games are as important as conference games in terms of NCAA.
Sure.
Now, we all know the conference is a big deal around here, and so we want to be prepared for that. And with that reality, we play a conference game December 2nd. Mm-hmm. So this weekend are big games in terms of developing and preparing for those CCIW battles coming up.
At least you get that win to start it. Warts and all, I suppose, but you get the 22-point win, and congratulations on that. We'll see you back here on Friday night.
We appreciate you guys being here. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Joel.
Thanks, Coach Ron Rose, here on WJBC.com. As Illinois. Miles Curry, a terrific night here tonight in the Titan victory. Congratulations on the win, and how did it feel out there tonight?
Oh, it felt good. Felt a lot more comfortable.
What was the adjustment for you from your freshman year to your sophomore year? You hear so much about how that's usually the biggest jump in a player's development. What has that been like for you?
Actually, it's just getting more comfortable with the offense, the defense. The main thing was just experience. Freshman year was a big experience jump for me. And I think this year should be a big year for me.
Talk about Fonfon. A lot of guards out there. Had a hard time keeping him out of the lane at times. A difficult matchup sometimes for you?
Yeah, they were blowing by us real, real quick. We got to work on that. We really got to work on that. It was a big thing for us today, and Coach mentioned that a lot of practice, and we just didn't accomplish that today, but we'll work on it in practice.
Yeah, and you're going to see a lot of teams like that have really good guards that can get in the lane. What kind of adjustments do you need to make to slow down that dribble penetration?
I think the main thing is just helping. Getting help side, make sure our bigs and everybody else on help side gets there and walls up.
Yeah, it was one of those games also tonight where you played a lot of players. So you got a lot of guys shuffling in and out, just trying to make connections with teammates and just trying to get that smooth rhythm throughout the contest.
Yeah, one of the biggest things with that kind of rotation is just getting in the flow of the game. You being out there for 2 to 3 minutes playing hard, you may not be able to have a touch on offense or anything like that, so you always got to come in and play hard.
Well, it looked like it was that way really in camp, too, this year in the preseason, where the guys really had to get after it because there's only one basketball and only 5 spots on the floor.
For sure.
Well, so as you get ready for this weekend, you have Alma and Calvin coming to town. You talked about the dribble penetration and doing some improvement on that on the defensive end. What else do you feel that the team needs to work on as you move along here in the non-conference part of the season?
Just being more sharp on offense. I think we had a couple lazy turnovers today, and that's just not us. So we just got to be more sharp on offense and be more sharp on defense as well. Just getting over to help, getting on our man, and just playing good D.
So, Miles, early in the season, everybody trying to figure out their role. What do you feel like your role is going to be here this particular season?
I think my role is energy guy. Mm-hmm. Come in, bring the energy, play hard all the time, out hustle everybody, and, yeah, energy guy.
Yeah, we saw that tonight. A couple of nice dunks. That had to feel good as well. You get out on the fast break.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It always feels good.
Yeah, Eric and I have never experienced that before, so I'm sure that's got to be a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's all good.
Coach Rose said that this might be the first team that could actually have a dunk contest. So I'm putting my money on you if I had to.
I think you should. I think you should.
Well, you're right
I'll
about
win that.
Well, just, you know, give us a demo tape of that, and you'd be good to go.
Who's your best competition, though?
As in team?
Dunk contest, yeah.
Dunk contest?
On the team. He's got to think about it, so.
You had some guys that could throw it down. Well, I think that tells you something.
I have to say, Big Flab, we call him, that's Alex or
okay.
Jalen.
All right, Alex or Jalen. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
Well, we'll have to look forward to that this year, and hopefully you guys all get your chance to show your stuff. Great game tonight. Congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you out here Friday night.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
that's
Miles.
Illinois Wesleyan's up. Miles Curry with a strong performance tonight in the Titan victory.